Hello everybody, I hope you're all tucked up in bed tonight. Today is day 14 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories, and today's story is called A Candle in the Darkness. You ready? Let's go. Some dark night, turn out all the lights, close your eyes, then blindfold yourself. Is it really, really, really dark yet? Now, in the dark, with your eyes closed and blindfolded, walk from your bed to your kitchen. Without stubbing your toe, without tripping, without even peeking, not once. What would it be like if you had to walk around all your life in darkness all the time? What if you never stopped stumbling around in thick darkness everywhere? And no matter how you stumbled around, you could never find even a glimmer of light in the endless dark. What if you lived in a land of deep shadows that went on forever? And then one day, bright white light, fireworks of light, explosions, sunbursts of light. Because in the middle of the land of deep and dark shadows, a baby was born. A baby who is God in skin. A baby who was there when the sun itself was first ignited at the far edges of time. Because to you, a child is born right into your dark and your sadness and sin. And baby Jesus is light himself. Jesus is the only real light in the whole wide dark world. Turn to Jesus and the light always turns on inside of you. For a baby has been born, the only one who is blazing light, and all the people who have been bumping around in the dark blink their eyes to the relief and the miracle of light warming their faces, and they name the baby. They come close to the only real light in the whole world, and they name the baby Amazing, Strong God, Eternal Father. Yes, they name the baby that because under that fresh baby skin is the forever Father God who is without end. We don't have to stumble around in the dark because Jesus is running the world. We don't have to be scared of the dark because Jesus is our forever light. Jesus is our light in the dark that we could never light with a match or flick on with a switch. Jesus is the light we could only find. Just like Christmas, Christmas can only be found. Christmas can't be bought in a shop. Christmas can't be made in a kitchen. Christmas can't be created by hand, lit up, set out, dreamed up. Christmas can only be found right there in the manger. Christmas can only be found in the feed trough, in the muck, in the stench of a barn, and in the unexpected, and only in the dawning light of Christ. Our God, who breathed stars into the dark, he breathed Bethlehem star. Then he became a baby with lungs and breathed in stable air. We are all saved and rescued from the hopeless dark because God came with infant fists and opened wide his hands to hold yours. We are all saved from the dark of our loneliness because God is love and he can't stand to leave us by ourselves in the dark. And it doesn't matter how dark the dark is, Jesus comes to the darkest places so you can see his light the brightest. And now Jesus comes to be God with us, God in us, and he makes you to be a very real, miraculous candle, a little light of joy and hope and love in the dark wherever you go. I wonder what it means to you that Jesus is our light. That's the end of our story for today. So night night everybody, sleep tight. We'll come with another story tomorrow.